things have been coming up. I'm going to have Kimmy share some things that, yeah, well, you've been doing something. You know, I said, do something every day for somebody, and she's actually been doing it. I had like three different opportunities to do something to make people feel better, saying things like that. Did anybody else do anything to make a difference in somebody's life last week?
I took stuff over to places out.
That's good. I know that made a difference in her life.
Well, I don't know. She just asked her what she felt like her family wants, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her if I could find something that she, I told her, you need to eat something. And they said, well, she just eats a couple of pies and just puts it away.
Well, I'm glad you did that for her.
Yeah,
it's a hard situation. Mm-hmm. Hard situation. I'm glad you did that. Anybody else?
Well, I try most mornings when I get to work.
Good.
If they look like they don't know where they're going, I make sure that they
find their way,
and I'll take them up there.
Good.
I always appreciate that when I'm in a hospital. I don't know where stuff is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good, Edith.
All the way to work they need.
Oh, that was good. Thank you for doing that.
And most days I get 2 hits before I get to my desk.
So I speak.
2 hits, I call them.
Good. Good for you. And how did it make you feel when you did that?
Yeah.
Made you feel good, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Awesome. Anybody else do anything up and beyond trying to make people feel good? Kimmy, why don't you kind of tell us what God's laid on your heart, too?
So I've been, just with everything going on, I've been really self-centered, just thinking about health and thinking about just Dad and just everything around me. And so it started like a week ago, even before this, I have like 6 people, and every morning, no matter what, I text it to him or message to him a long prayer and just tell him what they need to me. And I've been doing it every day, and it really has affected them, and it means a lot to them, and it just lifts my whole day up. And I get the spiritual boost that I need for the day, and makes me feel good. And so this week I've done it 6 days out of 7.
Good.
So
that's wonderful.
It made me feel good.
That is good. Yeah, she sent me a prayer one morning. I sure didn't need it. I thought, what is this now, you know? And I was just so down, and it was just absolutely the best thing that I mean, I know I'm proud of her and I love her, but it was absolutely what I needed to hear, so it really helped me too.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk a little bit about what God can do in our lives. God doesn't just call people that are, I don't want to say qualified, but people that are willing or able or not disabled at all, or what society calls a perfect person. He takes any of us and he helps us to be qualified to do the things that he wants us to do. So if you're here today and you struggle with different issues, health issues, or blindness, having to be in a wheelchair, have not to be in a wheelchair, use a walker, whatever it is, you don't have to come to God what we classify as fully whole. The Holy Spirit makes us fully whole. So God uses all of us. If you remember in the Bible, David had an affair, and he had to wait almost, what was it, Larry, 30 years before he became king. He eventually hid out in a cave because he was scared for his life. Peter was known to have a temper. Miriam was a gossiper. Thomas, we all know, did what? Doubted all the time. Martha worried all the time. I mean, there's so many people in the Bible. Noah got drunk. Moses had to wait almost 40 years, I think, before he got that divine intervention where he saw the burning bush and got to talk to God. Moses stuttered. Let's see what else. Oh, there's all these people in the Bible, that, I mean, Abraham and Sarah had to wait until they were 99 and 100 to have a baby. I mean, you know, it just goes to show you that everything that we're going through, it's already been in the Bible. People have already been there and done that. And it's a good example in the Bible for what we can do for ourselves today. And meaning what we can do for ourselves today is doing something for others. That's so important. And like Kim said, I know she's a star pupil for me. But when you, and even Edith, when you go up and out of your way and focus on someone else, you get your eyes off yourself. That way God can really, really get in there and do what he wants to in your life. And you go, well, you know, there's just some circumstances that I cannot do stuff for people. I don't have this qualifications. I don't know how to pray on the phone. I don't know what this. I don't know that. I don't know how to talk in front of people. God will give you something. And you need to just go with it. And even if you're real shy or you're not shy or you're loud and obnoxious like I am, whatever it is, we're all qualified in God's eyes. And he made us beautiful. He made us to look just exactly like he knew we would look. He made us exactly how our temperament was. He made us all these things. And before we die, we will actually be molded and more like Jesus before we die. So we're still here for a purpose and a plan. And we still need to try to achieve that Jesus-like soul that he wants us to have. Okay? The circumstances you're in, it's not to bring you down. It's to allow the Holy Spirit and God to work in your life to get you through these opportunities that God gives us. You go, well, it's kind of sucky to have an opportunity when your husband dies or when your brother dies or when your mother dies or someone's hurt. Yeah, but those are opportunities that the Holy Spirit can work with you. The more we have in our lives, the more that we can help other people in situations. Yes, Miss Deborah.
I have a question. You know, we're talking about, you know, God and opportunity and why. And this, why would God allow me to have a meltdown? I mean, I when I was in the hospital in July, that was the second meltdown that I had.
I don't know, you know, Deborah, I don't know why he allows things. This last time, maybe because you met that beautiful man that's sitting beside you. Okay? I mean, maybe that was it. I don't know, but we need to take... I know I asked, why do babies have to die? Why did David have to die? I mean, he loved everybody in this church probably 1,000 times more than I do, and I love y'all till I can't see straight sometimes. I don't know those answers, and I think I'm going to take Pastor Thacker's thing is that, you know what, I don't know these answers, but right now I'm just going to choose to trust you. Because God always knows what's best, and I'm sorry you had to go through that meltdown. But hopefully you won't have to anymore, and maybe one day you can help somebody else during that time. You know, you've risen to the top now again, so you're a very good role model of how things can go bad, but God can turn them around. So we need to look at these storms in our life. You know, I read one thing on Facebook, which everybody did too, about, you know, why, y'all have to correct me, I don't remember what I'm gonna say. Something about the storms, it said, don't worry about it because your enemies don't walk on water. You know, Jesus walked on water. He even had Peter come out there and do that. But once again, we take our eyes off God and we start falling again. So, we just need to look at things in our life that are hard, that make us stumble sometimes, as opportunities that God wants to work and reveal things in your life. I think the one thing ever that it's real hard for me to stomach, and I don't know why, is when people go, but you're so strong, and I want to go, if you can see how many hours a day I cry and I fall apart, and but you know what? Maybe that's God's strength coming through me that people can see that. When someone dies, you really don't want to hear it either. Well, you know they're in a better place. Even though you know they are, you still miss them. You still want them there. And yeah, they are in a better place, but I don't want them to go in the first place. So there's things we've had to learn and to accept. And I guess it'll be on and on and on until the day I die. You just we just got to be there for one another and love one another right where we are and accept each other. And I think that's really important that we accept each other where we are. And being a small group, we're going to get on each other's nerves at times. And we're going to get aggravated at each other. You're going to get aggravated at kids at home or husbands at home or wives, or especially when you're caregivers. Seems like you get so tired sometimes that the whole world is just piling on top of you. But God's always there. God's always there. And we don't see that. We think, well, if I could do this, and I could go out in the world and do this, if I could do that. If God's telling you to do something to better yourself with education, you can do it online. If he wants you to sing all the time, go to nursing homes and sing. If you want to, whatever, tell your testimony to nursing homes. Whatever it is, we just got to take these opportunities. We need to quit looking at them as, oh gosh, God's mad at me again. That's not how God does. We feel like it, but that's not how God does. He loves us. We are going to be disciplined, okay? We can't just be wild heathen out there all the time. God will discipline us, but he is always there for us. Always has my back, and that's good to know. He always has my back. So we're going to call it short today. I just want to tell you that it doesn't matter what your condition is, that if you're still here and breathing on earth, you have a purpose to the Lord. And I want to encourage y'all to keep doing for other people every day. We can change all these people's lives in 1 year. So just keep doing that. If you want to start a journal, maybe you want to start a journal. I talked to a man at the gas station, you know, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, you can go back and pray for these people. We just sometimes people just want to be prayed for even. So we don't know until we get asked. And if we're rejected, it's not they're rejecting us, they're rejecting the Lord, okay? Yes, ma'am. Call somebody on the phone. Pray every day when you get up. Is there somebody I need to contact today, Lord? Do I need to call Ruth? Do I need to call Deborah? Do I need to call Edith? Whatever it is, let's just start being more and more obedient. Amen?
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we close Sunday school, we thank you so much for your love. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that will always be there and bring a comfort to us. Father, each of us in our own way have things that we're grieving, either losing a job, losing physical abilities, losing emotional abilities, losing spiritual abilities, losing financial abilities. Whatever it is, Father, I ask in Jesus' name that we would learn from this and not be bitter, not try to sit and try to figure everything out, then blame you when it doesn't work out. Lord, you know exactly what we want and what we need, so I ask that you would grace us with your blessings today. Mm-hmm. Thank you for everyone that came out today. Just bless them in a special way. Father, after Pastor Thacker has his sermon, I pray that if there's anything on our hearts or any help we need, that they would go to the front and let the pastor or our minister be able to minister to us in Jesus' name. We love you and thank you for this day. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.